April is Bowel Cancer Awareness Month, and bowel cancer survivor and Kildare resident Ciarán Cunningham is joining the Irish Cancer Society to call on the public to pay attention to the possible signs and symptoms of bowel cancer. And Ciarán joins me on the line this morning. Ciarán, good morning and thank you for joining the Kildare Today Show.
No, good morning. Thank you, Hannah, and thank you to the Kildare Show for making this opportunity to make the awareness. It's very important.
Absolutely. It is Bowel Cancer Awareness Month kicking off today, April 1st. Ciarán, you yourself have been impacted by bowel cancer, being diagnosed with stage 3 bowel cancer at the age of 50. To let listeners know a bit more about your story, could you get into how it all came about and how you found out?
So January in 2024, I woke up with a severe pain in my stomach. I always suffered from ulcers, so I literally thought it was just the ulcers acting up again. In hindsight, I had all the symptoms of bowel cancer, but we can go down through them a little bit further. But I was ambulanced to Naas General Hospital, and an amazing A&E doctor there spotted a mass through a CT scan, spotted a mass on my colon, and also had a severe kidney infection. So they prepped me the next day for colonoscopy. And when I came back through the colonoscopy, they removed two polyps, which were in my colon, but there was one tube that was too big for them to remove. And the doctor came around to the bed to give me that news, and you could see by the face when he pulled the curtains, we knew we were all in trouble there and then, or I knew I did.
Yeah.
He more or less spelled out that to him it looked like colon cancer. But without a biopsy, it couldn't be confirmed. I was then transferred to Killian Clancy's team. He's a colorectal surgeon in Talla Hospital. And that was in early February, very, very fast, I must say, from Naas General Hospital, Talla Hospital, James's Hospital, all across. The efficiency was amazing. But Killian Clancy then informed me that he wanted to do another colonoscopy and maybe attack this 100 millimetre mass, if it's at all possible. Mm. We went through with the colonoscopy. Woke up fairly successful. He was fairly happy. But a week later then I got a call to say, come back in, see him in the office, which is a call you always dread, because usually they give the good news over the phone. So you know you're going in for bad news.
Mm.
And the news was they couldn't get the full cancer out and it would require a full APR surgery. APR surgery is major surgery. It involves taking out the rectum, the anus, the sigmoid colon, creating a hole in my stomach and pulling my large intestine through, which my waste disposal system was now being altered, and a bag attached to that.
Mm. And reading about this, Ciarán, you say in hindsight you had the alarming symptoms and you had them for quite a while, and something that isn't really too surprising. It was just a thing of you had a prior history of stomach ulcers, and also there is the very understandable just embarrassment of raising symptoms with the GP, something that a lot of people who have survived bowel cancer have said as well.
Isn't that a typical man thing? I think women are much, much better at looking after their own health and going for their scans and going for their smear tests. Men, through embarrassment or through busyness or just plain stupidity in my eyes, I think when I look back on it, I had all the symptoms. The symptoms of bowel cancer. I had blood in me toilet paper, I had blood in me stools. I didn't have as much weight loss, but I did have certain fatigue coming up. And I had bloating in my stomach and pain in my stomach for at least a year before that. And I came up with every excuse not to go to the doctor. It was ulcers, it was sitting in the office more, it must have been piles. Every excuse I could think of not to go to the doctor.
Mm. But now you're joining us this morning having gone to the GP and, you know, getting your diagnosis and now saying to people, especially for Bowel Cancer Awareness Month, that just check if you have any of the symptoms, not to ignore them or not to, as in your case, just think, oh, it might be this, it might be that.
Isn't the crazy thing, I wouldn't go to the doctor for the embarrassment or the fear or whatever reason, but ever since my cancer diagnosis, I must have shown 50 doctors me rear end after the operation. So what was all the embarrassment about?
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole question. There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Of course, because it's your health that you're looking after. And again, doctors, GPs, these consultants, they've seen it before. This is their profession. You know, it's nothing new to them.
Well, absolutely nothing. They probably see it on a daily basis. And then, some of these doctors, no, there's nothing to be fair. They're there to be scared about. It should be checked. It can't be checked. The consequences of not checking it are far outweigh just getting over that initial go to the doctor, look after your health. I went through, after my APR operation, 5 of my lymph nodes, 5 out of 12 lymph nodes were detected to still have cancer in them. So it spread from my colon because I left it too late. And I ended up doing, well, the initial program was 12 rounds of chemo. I only managed 7 because of the severe side effects I personally had with chemotherapy.
Yeah.
So they took me off chemotherapy after the 7th cycle, which was fulfoxin oxyplatin for 36 hours. So I'd get me chemo on a Friday and have it attached to me for 36 hours and disconnected on a Sunday. And they took me off that. And then you have the biggest fear. Oh, my God, I didn't get through the 12 cycles. I was lucky or blessed that after a CT scan, after the 7th cycle, that I was then discovered that I was NED, which was no evidence of disease. And I have been since.
Wow. I mean, since that diagnosis in 2024, it's only 2 years ago now, really not that long. But in that time, you've gone through the diagnosis, having a major surgery, and then, of course, going through the intense treatment as well. Ciarán, as of today, as you're saying, are you doing a lot better?
I am doing a lot better. You get amazing care during the cancer. I got amazing care during my cancer treatment from multidisciplinary Tala Hospital, Nace General Hospital, James's Hospital. But then there's also the care and the trauma after it, which is not very much discussed. All my cancer treatment, diagnosis, treatment to the end and was within 9 months. So even sometimes looking back on it is a trauma. Mm. And where the Irish Cancer Society's come in, I'm taking a bit of counselling with them as well. They offered counselling services for that kind of thing. So the after cancer treatment is very important also.
Absolutely. We've spoken to other cancer survivors before, and they often mention the aftermath after the treatment. It's almost like your life is put on hold when you're going through the treatment and you're so consumed by it. Once it's over, you're left in a position of, okay, what's next? And you're confronted then with maybe all of those feelings that have been suppressed for however many months or even years that someone has been going through treatment.
Exactly, and exactly. But through the cancer journey, all the things are, you're up and down. You get the cancer, it was diagnosed stage 2 at first. Once it went to the lymph nodes, it was diagnosed as stage 3. You had your surgery, so there was good times, bad times, you're up, you're down, and you're just battling through them all. So, yeah, the importance is to get there and get through them.
And
you're concentrated on daily getting through them.
Yeah, and that's why you're with the Irish Cancer Society now for Bowel Cancer Awareness Month, Ciarán, letting people know to not to ignore or minimise the symptoms. In terms of those symptoms that can present then in bowel cancer, you said you had some of them, but not all. What would be the symptoms now that listeners should be aware of?
100%. Blood in the stool, blood on your toilet paper, unexplained weight loss or fatigue and persistent abdominal pain, bloating, any of them symptoms, just go to the doctor. It's easier to go to the doctor than it is to go through the after effects of being diagnosed with cancer. And not all of them lead to cancer. Not all of them symptoms. But if you have the symptoms, don't be afraid to go to the doctor.
Hmm. And the other point, Ciarán, is you were diagnosed at 50. That's a young age for stage 3, any stage of cancer, and it does come as the HSE have lowered the screening age for bowel cancer. It's being expanded now to the ages of 57 and 71.
57.
And now, but again, you were diagnosed at 50. So would you want to see the age lowered again to make it more accessible for younger people?
It's brilliant to see the age being lowered, and you have a program in place to lower it to the age of 55. And they're doing it in yearly, sort of bringing down the age. It was 57 last year, it was 58 last year, 57 this year, maybe 56 next year. It's not coming down fast enough, and it's not coming down to the lower age of 50. Colon cancer has almost doubled in under 50s in the last 25 years. It's the second biggest cancer causing deaths in Ireland. And I think we're way behind on that age. And the Bowel Cancer Ireland, which is a patient advocacy group supporting younger bowel cancer, and we're pushing for this. It needs to come down. It's the figures are just there. Even financial, it doesn't make sense to have it there.
Mm. I mean, the financially and the financial impacts that cancer can have on families as well is often highlighted. The Irish Cancer Society is a support available for everyone. Ciarán, it's great to hear that you are doing a lot better now and that you are able to get the proper treatment and aftercare from the Irish Cancer Society as well.
Yeah. The care I got and the support I got all through my cancer journey, and it's for life.
Mm.
Work supported me amazingly, financial ends of it. And it was, I worked through my chemo as well.
And that's a hard thing. That's a lot.
It's very hard. I don't know if I recommend it, but it's definitely hard. I needed something to focus me getting up out of the bed. There were stages you needed focus just to lift your head up out of the bed, but I needed a goal. I needed to get up and fight. Everybody fights that cancer different.
Mm. And now, looking ahead, Ciarán, with the experience that you had, the ongoing treatment that you will be getting now as well, was bowel cancer ever something that you were really aware of before the ins and outs?
Not at all. Yeah. I was a smoker. I gave them up. I was a smoker. So lung cancer would have been on my scope, maybe, if you ever thought about it.
Mm.
And I remember Googling my symptoms in the year before I even got diagnosed, and it all led to cancer. And I was like, nah, you don't Google stuff. I just put it out of the back of my head. I just refused to accept that I needed to be done, even though my fiancé, Lauren at the time, was banging on, go to the doctor. Ah, yeah, next week, or I'm busy, or I have to go into work this day. I said every excuse not to go.
We went through the treatment, and now you're still here today, Ciarán. I'd say it was an eye-opening experience, though.
100%. Cancer changes it. It changes everybody. Change your outlook in life. I'm much more healthier. I eat much better. I take care of myself much better. But you have an empathy also for people with cancer or in any sort of health issues. And you also have a less tolerance of things in life. The things that are, if they're not fulfilling your life, you have a less tolerance for them. You've won life.